It's beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we conclude the series, Jesus Took the Kingdom from the Jews. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Johnny Ray Watson with Let Them Know, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
And if we'd only tell them a lie. wherever happiness and love can be theirs. So let them know, let them know. Tell them Jesus loves them so. He loves them so much that to Calvary he did go. Evermore with Jesus, let them know. Let them know.
This is the way they deal. Oh yes, they believe in a perfect Bible, if there ever was one. Do you believe in an inerrant Bible? Yes, I do, if there ever was one. What does that mean? You take, for example, the Lord's Prayer. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 9, in the traditional King James Version, the first line reads, "Our Father which art in heaven." That's it. "Our Father which art in heaven." Now, what's the wording in the newer NIV version? Here it is. Father. Father. What? What happened to our Father which art in heaven? There is no our Father. There is no which art in heaven. There's only Father in the NIV version, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 9. Why? Well, because the Jews in Judaism, the Jews and Judaism emphasize the here and now. An earthly kingdom is their fanatical goal. They could care less about any father in a place called heaven. The Jews want riches and rewards now. They don't want them tomorrow in some place called Holy Jerusalem, the New Jerusalem. So they've got to modify the Bible. They don't need a father who's in heaven. They want one right here now. So they will accept the serpent deity instead of the real God. Well, in the Israeli town of Beit Shemesh, a teacher recently led students in destroying a New Testament that had been given a student free by a Christian missionary he encountered on a sidewalk. The Christian missionary met this young Jewish student and gave him a New Testament. But the local rabbis aided the police in searching for the culprit who gave the banned book to the student. If he's caught, he faces a long stretch in prison. It's a criminal offense in Israel to proselytize by passing out free New Testaments. Think about this. A Christian, a guy, encounters a Jew on a sidewalk in Israel. He says, "Here, I'd like for you to have this free New Testament." Then the student takes it back to his yeshiva, his school. And wow, everybody's up in alarm. Rabbis, go get the police. They're out there searching for the man who gave the student the Bible. If they can only find him, he'll face a long stretch in prison. This is what Israel is today. There is a war on Christians. If you go to Old Jerusalem and you encounter a Jewish man there, and you ask him to he know of Jesus, he will spit on the ground. He will grab his testicles and spit on the ground. That's what he thinks of Jesus. Then he will have you arrested. I say enough is enough. Stop attacking God's holy word. And you Jews in Christianity, you Messianic Jews, you Zionist Jews, you Judaizer Jews, you should be ashamed of yourself trying to change the Bible's words because you say there's too much truth in it. That's what you're really doing. That's what you're really doing. Well, let's look at this. Let's go to the scriptures. Israel is nothing more than Satan's Sodom and Egypt. That's what it's called in the Bible in the last days, in Revelation 11. In the book of Revelation, that's where it deserves to be. Now, all these Christians will tell you that the formation of Jerusalem and the coming together of Israel in the last days is a holy miracle of God. Now, God is coming soon. Look, this is the last days. See, the Jews now have Israel again. So let's turn to Revelation 11 and see what the Jews have. What they have is Sodom and Egypt. And it is a cesspool. Why? Because it's being made a cesspool by the Jews. It's being made a cesspool. Now, here's what Jesus said in Mark chapter 4, 11 and 12. And he said unto them, he's talking to his disciples, unto you is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. Now, friends, the Jews' kingdom of God was taken away by Jesus. He declared their house would be left desolate. But the last days helpers of Satan, including you who are Christian Judaizer evangelicals, and the neocons of the Obama administration strive to nullify Jesus' decision. You don't want that. You say, no, 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 no. The Jews will have their earthly kingdom. They will have a kingdom, all right. A kingdom for the beast, the son of perdition. Now, if, as Jesus prophesied, the kingdom has been taken from the Jews, to whom is it given? What of the kingdom of God that is promised? Well, Jesus says that the kingdom of God will not go to the Jews of earthly Israel, but instead to a nation bringing forth fruits thereof. What nation is given the kingdom? What nation will bring forth fruits? Only the Christian nation. This is where the scriptures supply the answers. The kingdom of God was taken from the Jews and physical Israel and given to Christians. Christians are God's chosen people, and Christians are his holy nation. Now, the Apostle Paul wisely addressed these matters. Now, read this, get this. In 1 Peter 2, 4 and 6, we read that Christians, not Jews as a race, but Christians are, quote, chosen of God and precious. Are you a Christian, dear friend? Look in the mirror. Look into your heart. What do you find? Are you chosen by God? Are you precious? Now, Peter instructed Christians. He said, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, which in times past were not a people, but are now the people of God. How much more can they tell you? I've taken the kingdom from the Jews. I've given it to another nation that will bear the fruits thereof. That's what Jesus said. And he said, it's unto you, it's given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are outside, all these things are done in parable, that at any time they may see and perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sin should be forgiven them. If they saw, if they perceived, if they understood, then their sins would be forgiven them. But they're not. Why? Because it's the Christians who now have the upper hand. It's the kingdom that's been taken from the Jews, wrested from their hands. And Jesus said, I'm going to give it to the Christians. I'm going to give it to those who will bring forth fruits. You don't have the kingdom anymore. Not one of you has obeyed the law. Not one of you has obeyed the law. Do you get that? Now, I heard Pat Robertson on TV say that if the Jews will obey the law, then they'll receive the kingdom. But what did Jesus say? Not one has obeyed the law. But what did Peter say to Christians? What did he say? You are chosen of God and precious. You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, which in times past were not a people, but are now the people of God. How many times do you have to hear that, dear friend? I've had people that wrote to me and said, I am not a chosen generation. Woo. I'm not a holy nation. I'm not chosen by God. I'm just a Christian. What? If you're all those things, you're chosen of God, you're a chosen generation, you're a royal priesthood, you're a holy nation, you're all of these things. Second, read 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. Now this Bible verse I've just given you is hated and despised by today's evangelical leaders. I go in churches, I've never heard this preached. They won't preach this. No, they won't even talk about it. They read it and they go, oh. This tells me that Christians are these things. But Jews are supposed to be these things. I can't tell a Christian he's these things. These scriptures speak not of a physical race, do they? They don't say the Jews are. No. They don't speak of a physical race. You see, they don't speak of national origins. They don't speak of spiritual things at all. Christians are chosen out of many nations. That is the Great Commission. Go forth to all nations. And we go all the way back and connect it with Abraham. Abraham was told, you'll be father of many nations. The Jews say, no, just us. Just we Jews, just one nation, just Israel. But God said, your nation is left to you desolate. Henceforth, I go unto others. Henceforth, the kingdom is taken from you and given to others. He has a born again group of people, born again in spirit and in truth. You don't have to go back into your mother's womb and be reborn. You have been born again in spirit and in truth. You can be a Jew, a Gentile, German, African, Asian, Latino, Arab, English, Italian. Only spirit matters. And if it matters, if you have received a kingdom, see, this is what you didn't understand maybe when you were first born a Christian because they didn't tell you. When you were born again as a Christian, not only was your heart clean, not only did your sins get obliterated, not only did you come forth and say, I'm going to conquer for Jesus, Not only did you have that spirit of victory, but you received a kingdom which cannot be moved. Read Hebrews 12, 28, 29. Wherefore we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fear. Now, here's some questions for you along the lines that God is not a racist. First of all, Tex, I was taught by ministers that the Jews are eternally God's chosen people, a special and unique race favored by God, whom he loves above all races. Is this true? No, it is not. It is unscriptural, false doctrine. God is not a racist. In 1 Peter 8:10, Christians are told, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, the people of God. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians wrote to Christians, quote, God has chosen us. We're a chosen and a holy nation, born again in him. God's chosen. Don't think you're not chosen. Don't. In Genesis, didn't God promise Abraham's seed the inheritance? Wasn't Abraham's seed the one who got all the blessings? Isn't it Abraham's seed that are the Jews? It is Abraham's seed, chosen out of all races and nations on earth, who through faith have the promise. And God keeps his promise. God told Abraham that by his seed the whole world would be blessed. Praise God. But Abraham was not a Jew. He came from Ur in the Chaldees. Thus Abraham was a Babylonian. So then who are Abraham's seed, heirs to the promise? Again, turn to the scriptures for the answers. Galatians 3, verse 29 reveals that the seed refers to anyone of any physical race who is put on Christ Jesus. Here's where it reads, Galatians 3, verse 29. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And the clincher is this. The very verse before that says, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male or female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. One in Christ Jesus. Now, you've heard foolishness spouted here today by these so-called Messianic Jews, by real Jews, by pastors who are Zionist Christians who don't even understand these things. But I ask for you, I ask of you, are such people bewitched and foolish? Do you believe God or man on this matter? So when you hear a person preaching, spouting such foolishness, respond just as Paul did. Let them know of their grave error by warning them that they have bought into the lies of witchcraft. Witchcraft. And go on about your way. Go on about your way in victory, in Jesus Christ and his kingdom, having all the promises, being the seed of Abraham forever and ever. Amen.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.